role player than me.
We continue Vajra and the Gemara discussing the concept.
Very bad. Very bad.
That's for sure. The Gemara says.
Very bad meat.
The Rabbah Bar Ochana.
Can you stop?
No reason to be on the bad side. I'll take you down.
Well, Rabbah Ochana have a mincy bahadi de Beresh Kalusa. Rabbah Ochana was bickering with the Reish Kalusa, like you guys are bickering with each other right now. Amar lav minaychu naketidrishisa. Zokt Rabbah Ochana, I didn't get rishus from you. Nakitna rishusa me Abba Mori, va Abba Mori me Rav. I got rishus from Abba Mori, and Abba Mori got me Rav. Barab me Reb Chia, Barab Chia me Rebbe. I didn't get Ntilos rishus from you. I got rishus all the way back from Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, from Rebbe the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. If he had rishus, so then that challenges the Gemara before that he only had rishus from the Nasi and not from Reish Gulusa, right? The Gemara said earlier in the last Gemara that we learned yesterday, Barabba Babarchana Rishus Avanokit, Shmamino Meosim Locha Loi Mahani, Shmamino Veloi Mahani, and doesn't work, but Rabbah Babarchana, Rabbah Babarchana, I'm sorry, said that I have rishus from the Nasi. So you see that he was telling him that that should work, and that's Gemara's kasa. Says Gemara, "B'milsa da'ama hudikale." He wasn't saying for the fact that it works. Ein echanami, it doesn't work. The rishus from a nasi does not work in Bavel, where Rabbah Bar Rav Huna was dan. And he was just saying because they were in a fight, and everyone talks childish and narishkeit whenever they're in a fight. So they were just saying milsa da'alma. And that was the lesson of the Gemara, but not that it had actually an effect, not that it actually made a difference in lahalacha that his rishus would actually pater. Once it doesn't work, Hager, so why did he get rishus in the first place? Rabbah Rachuna rishus denuka lamil Savitsky. Rabbah Rachana, if it's not going to work, so what are you wasting your time for? Life is short. Why are you wasting your time? Says the Gemara, no, it made a difference. Where to make a difference for? La'ayoros ha'omdim al ha'gvulim. It made a difference for areas that weren't technically in Eretz Yisrael. They were on the border. And therefore, Netilas Rishus from the Nasi, even though it was only from Eretz Yisrael, and the Nasi doesn't help for Bavel, for Chutz La'aretz, only the Reish Galusa helps for that core, but it made a difference for those. For those areas on the boundary, right? Made a difference for that. Good. Comes along the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Vav, and introduces the following halacha. Smicha, the Gemara in the first Perek of Sanhedrin tells you, smicha's got to be where? If you want to give a person smicha, it's got to be in Eretz Yisrael. But says the Rambam, Eretz Yisrael is not classic Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumas in Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, tells us that there are different boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. There's Eretz Yisrael called Eretz Yisrael of Ole Blank, and Eretz Yisrael of Ole Blank. Fill in the blanks. There's Ole Mitzrayim, which is one Eretz Yisrael, Iran, and there's Ole Bavel, that's another area of an Eretz Yisrael. Good. Says the Rambam, halachically, Eretz Yisrael, if you want to know where you have to be mafresh trumas and maaser, is where Shemitah applies, where all the mitzvahs, hatluyas ba'aretz, that's totally on Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the sanctified area of Eretz Yisrael. What area is that? Those of you that were in Sunday shir, it's Kedusha of Ole Bavel. Otherwise, in Sunday shir, Max, we would call that, Zuck, we would call that Kedusha. Dusha, Shnia. That was Kidsha what? La'asid, Lavo. Kedusha Shrinish Rishayna, says the Rambam, Oile Mitzrayim was only Kidsha Lashaita, but like Kidsha La'asid, Lavo, right? Who paskins that even Kedusha Shnia was low Kidsha La'asid, Lavo? Shitas Rashi in which Mesechta? Where does Rashi paskin like that? Our Mesechta. Zook. Zook's not scared of my trick questions. He'll take me on. Sanhedrin, Chavav, I'm an Al. It's a Beferish Sunday shir. But most of the Rishayanim Zook, Paskin what? Kedusha Shnia, Kitchel Ashaita, the Kitchel Asalavo, not like Rashi. Rashi, again, in Sunday shir was explaining why Shemitah Bizmanazez Derabanan, for the reason that Kedusha Shnia does not exist. But the Rambam says Kedusha Shnia does exist, but it goes and follows the borders of Ole Bavel and not Ole Mitzrayim. Yeah, Ben.
I don't know why. I'm trying to compute it. I can't really get it in my head.
Yeah.
What that is. The
There are people that came up from Mitzrayim in Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they inhabited after the years of the Midbar from Mitzrayim, Eretz Yisrael. But those borders did not necessarily parallel the boundaries that were done when the Jews came up in the Bayis Sheni for Ole Bavel. So the Rambam is telling you, the second Kedusha with Ezra was the Kedusha that was Neskadish forever, and the first Kedusha with Yoshua, which was conquered by Yoshua originally, those boundaries were not Kedusha La'asid Lavo. Good? Good, Matt? Ben?
So the boundaries were established in the second temple.
In the second temple, they were established two times, but which boundaries that have Kedusha forever are only the second temple, not the first temple. Not Ole Mitzrayim. So, Frek Morti Arya Akasha, so that means, L'choira, that the first ones don't count. But Rabbi Yisai, if you look at the Rambam in our Perek, in our Masechta, on our Daf, when he quotes our din of Smicha, that Smicha has to be in Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam says, and where are the boundaries for Eretz Yisrael? What does the Rambam say? Ole who? Ole? Ole?
Mitzrayim.
Yeah, I'm trying to trick you. Ole Mitzrayim! Ribbono shel Olam. I don't understand. You go and tell me in Rambam and Hilchos Trumas. Wow. He's blue. The Rambam and Hilchos Trumas tells me Eretz Yisrael sanctified is Ole Bavel. That's the borders. Yet the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin, who's paskening the din of what? Smicha. That's got to be in where?
No,
just clarify your explanation. What?
My explanation was going
to Smicha has to be in Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, you guys, I know you guys so well.
Smicha has to be in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, what's the Pella? Why does the Rambam say what? Ole?
Mitzrayim.
Simple question, Rav Osai. Comes along the Kesef Mishnah, and the Kesef Mishnah says, not great shakes, the Kesef Mishnah says, you want the answer to this question? You got to learn Sanhedrin Hamadah. The Rambam saw in Sanhedrin Hamadah something that inferred this new halacha, and at Ole Mitzrayim is relevant to answer Morty's kasha. What words does the Gemara say? Gemara's talking about a story. Rabbi Bar of Huna. Rabbi Rav Huna got Rishus from the Nasi. So Gemara asks, why did he get Rishus from the Nasi if it's not going to be relevant to where he is if he's in Bavel? Says the Gemara, it's relevant for those areas on the boundary. Those areas, what's the Lashon of the Gemara? Ayaros hason ha'omdim alagvulun, on the boundaries. So the Rambam's Makar says the Kesef Mishnah is Sanhedrin Hamadah. Rabbi Yisai, okay, we found the Makar. We found an idea. We found the text where the Rambam's based it off. But Lamaisa, it's not going to help me. Because at the end of the day, Rambam Perek Trumas and he'll put in Sefer Zeraim define to me what Eretz Yisrael is. So there might be a Gemara, so I just have a... So you just reversed my Kasha. It's not on the Rambam anymore. The Rambam had a Gemara over here, so the Rambam is... But the Gemara doesn't work with what our framework is. Eretz Yisrael is Ole Bavel. That's what has the Kedusha, not Ole Mitzrayim. So why should Smicha be any different? On this, the Radvaz comes to the rescue and brings us a new analysis. But before I get to the Radvaz, I'd like to introduce a sugya and Maseches Gittin. Anyone ever here learn Maseches Gittin?
Yeah.
Yeah? So the Gemara in the beginning, do you have a clarification or a chiddush?
Can you just clarify how the Gemara defends with the Rambam?
The Gemara sounds like Netilas Rishus was affected for Eretz Yisrael purposes, which is Dayana's purposes, that now is more expansive than Olm Dimalak Gulin. So the Rambam says the Kesef Mishnah inferred from our Gemara, which deals with Dayan and Paskening, in terms of the Netilas Rishus, that was the source of the Rambam, that Smicha follows Oli Mitzrayim and not Oli Bavel. Now, Rabosai, there are two Nekudos that I want to point out. Number one, I don't really fully understand why that should be. If the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos is my defining principle and saying that the Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael should be Dafka in areas that were Oli Bavel. Number two, what is our Gemara talking about? Is our Gemara talking about Smicha? What's our Gemara talking about?
Rishus.
Clearly the Kesef Mishnah is taking a jump. The Kesef Mishnah is obviously assuming that what? Whatever applies to the Ptur Tashlumin, to the exemption and the exoneration of a Dayan that's Toa that we learned about yesterday, that can get Rishus in Eretz Yisrael for Eretz Yisrael territory, is now an overplay and similar to what halacha? The halacha is a smith. But let's put that at the back burner. That's for the rest of Shir. That is clearly what the Kesef Mishnah is assuming, because our Gemara is not talking about Smicha. But from there, the Rambam assumed that the Gvulim and the boundaries and the borders for Smicha, which is an Eretz Yisrael Halacha, follows what the Gemara says also when it came to Smicha as well, even though the Gemara was only talking about the Rishus that was given by the Nasi, the ruler in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael for Rishus is the same as Eretz Yisrael for Smicha. But bottom line, even once we assume like that, it's not Eretz Yisrael, says the Rambam in Hilchos Trumas. Eretz Yisrael is based on Kedusha Shmiya, Olei Bavel Romanov. Yeah.
So if
you Max, turn it around.
Is Olei Bavel, the boundaries from Olei Bavel larger than the ones from
Olei Mitzrayim? No,
Olei Mitzrayim? Smaller. They're smaller.
They didn't capture everywhere.
Okay, so when he's saying Olei Mitzrayim, so then the smaller boundaries, that would be like with the Sotorishus that you can... Bor Smicha, that would for sure count, but then the Gvulim, though, is that's not in...
The Rambam is saying even Olei Mitzrayim.
Right, so but the Gvulim is going to be in
Olei Mitzrayim.
In Olei Mitzrayim, but
not Olei Bavel. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Comes along the Mishnah in the beginning of Gittin. You want to start learning Gittin over Shabbos? Start you off. First Mishnah of Maseches Gittin. Hamevi get me lidiras hayam. First Mishnah of Maseches Gittin does not discuss first few dapim. First, Paul Perret doesn't really discuss so much about the get. It rather discusses primarily the process of bringing a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. The get was already signed, the get was already taken care of, and now you're sending with the shliach the get to the woman in Eretz Yisrael. Now, we have a question. We don't know if everything was written and signed properly from the husband with the right mindset, l'shma. So they enacted in the beginning of Maseches Gittin that every shliach that transfers the get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael has to say the following phrase: Bifonai nechtav ubifonai nechtam. In front of me it was written, and in front of me it was signed. That is what every shliach from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael has to say. And the Gemara goes on to explain why. Because there aren't many people that we can ask. It's not popular to travel from so far. And people in Chutz La'aretz are not necessarily bekiyim and experts in the halacha of lishma. And that's the whole sugya in the first parak in Gittin that goes on and on and on about this concept of a person that's coming from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. So it's very pertinent and very important and crucial for the mission in the beginning of Gittin to clarify where is Chutz La'aretz and where is Eretz Yisrael. Because we have to know, if the get is coming from this place, that's obviously a place that the get's only going to be kosher if you say the phrase, b'fonei nechta, b'fonei nechta. And the Gemara starts, the Mishnah starts giving the northern border, the eastern border, the western border, the southern border, every border of Eretz Yisrael sounds very, very crucial, not only in the world of Gittin, about just knowing where Eretz Yisrael is. Trumas and Meister is everything. You have to know what's Eretz Yisrael, what's not. Just, you could take one step in Eretz Yisrael and be in Eretz Yisrael and be in Syria at the same time. I mean, you need 1 foot and 1 foot. It's very, very simple. It's like you can do that with New Jersey and New York. I don't know if you can do that. Certain states. certain states you can do it.
There's a point where four of them in America.
Yeah.
The point you could step in four states and you have only two legs.
Four corners.
Arms.
You can lie down.
Oh, arms.
Four
limbs. It's like twisting.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Lie down.
I like that. All right. You have some free time on your hands. Yeah. So Rabosai comes along Tysus and says, Akko Minatsophon. Akko, this town called Akko, this place called Akko, is the northern border, says the Mishnah, the Akko Kitzophon. And Akko is what, Savitsky? Is like the north, so therefore if I'm bringing a get from Akko, I have to say what? Akko's out. Akko's not Eretz Yisrael. The Farish and Mishnah in the beginning of Git. Frektois is Akasha. Ben Fried and Rabbi David even gave shiur about this Gemara. But there's a Gemara in Ksuvos. Rabbi David et al. Torah Shraga Givaldik. You missed the video this morning of Torah Shraga Givaldik. USA, Baruch Hashem. You gotta take on. Hanukkah's the week to learn, Baruch Hashem. Chevra. Frektois is Akasha. There's a Gemara in Ksuvos. It says Beferish, Akko is Eretz Yisrael. What does Gemara say, Beferish, that Akko is Eretz Yisrael, Ben Fried? What does Gemara say? What did Rabbi David say? What does Gemara in Ksuvos Kofiut say? Someone help me out here. Max Harvey, help me out here. What does Gemara in Ksuvos say? Why is it Mashman Eretz Yisrael? Because what's his name? Ravacha, thank you. Kiss the floor of Akko. Have a menashke. Keep it Akko. He would get down on his knees and kiss the floor, Steinberg, in Akko. Not in Atlanta, in Akko. Yeah? So it's Mashmah, it's an Eretz Yisrael. Then Tosfos says, you want to stop there? I'm not going to stop there. I'll bring you another proof from the Gemara in Ksuvos. Not from the Gemara in Ksuvos, from the Gemara later on in Gittin. To have a Rabbonin, to have a Miftari Me'adodi. When the rabbis would say, Tzeischem L'Shalom, and they would leave each other and depart, and they would want to escort their guests outside for those Rabbanim that had to go back to Chutz La'aretz, we would stop where? In Akko. Because we didn't want to what? Depart Eretz Yisrael. Because it's an Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael. So where would they make their their point of departing? Where was their point of departure, sorry?
Akko.
Says Tosfos, a second raya that Akko is what? Is bona fide Eretz Yisrael. What in the world is with this Mishnah, the beginning of Maseches Gittin, that everyone reads that you have to say b'fonei nechtam, hello Akko's Eretz Yisrael, b'feirush ha'gemaras, a gemara Gittin, a gemara Ksuvos, what else do you want? Zokta heilig Rabbeinu Tam. Not so schwer. You want to play Twister? I'll play Twister. I'll play Twister even within Akko. I don't even have to go to four states. Even within Akko, you could put 1 foot here, 1 foot here. Akko was split. There were two sides to Akko. There was an Eretz Yisrael dikas side, and there was a Chutz La'aretz dikas side. Good Steinberg? Benatam solves it. You could have your mission in Gittin, that Akko is considered Chutz La'aretz, and you could have your Gemara in Ksuvos and Gemara in Gittin, that Ma is Mashma, that Eretz Yisrael is including Akko. Good? Shalom al Yisrael.
Which border is this according to?
Oh, we're not there. The Gemara is saying that Akko is, we didn't get the borders yet. Akko is outside of Eretz Yisrael. Oh, which border is the Mishnah saying that it's out of? Ole Bavli.
Ole Bavli?
Yeah. Says the Halakha Ramban, and it's even in the Ritva, and that Bezim and Aleph and Gittin, take a look there, but it's Beferish in the Ramban. The Ramban says something Mayridik. The Ramban says something unbelievable. Comes along the Ramban and he asks the same glaring question that Tosfos asks. You see, if you have a Mishnah, Rabosei, many, oftentimes, this is the way Lamdus works. The Rishonim all ask the same steers in the Gemaras, the same contradictions. But the nuances and the difference that the Rishonim go in order to resolve these contradictions, that's usually the way Machloksim and Rishonim that go ad ayom, ad until Shulchan Aruch, that's the way it works. So we have to look that they ask the same question. The steerers are there, all the Rishonim, this was what they were talking about at their Shabbos table. It doesn't shtim. There's a Mishnah in Gittin that doesn't work with the Gemara in Ksuvos about leaving with the Gemara in Ksuvos about kissing the floor. It doesn't shtim with the Gemara that says when they would leave the other Talmud Chacham that that's considered Eretz Yisrael. So how does it fit with the Mishnah in Gittin that says you have to say Bifanei Nechta, Bifanei Nechta? Rabbeinu Tam, and the Gemara Tosis asks the Kabbalah the Kakasha. So up to Ramban, I have another answer. You see, says the Rabbeinu Tam, everything that you discussed in Sunday Shir, everything that you discussed about the Gemara and Yevamos and Daf Pei Beis and Beis, about the idea and Machlokes Tanoim, the debate amongst the Tanoim, was it the first Kedusha from Oli Mitzrayim that was Kidsha La'ashid Lavo, and the Gemara rejects that according to many Tanoim, and it's only a debate about the second Kedusha, and that Rashi sided against Rov of the Rishonim and said that even that Kedusha was temporary. And if Rashi sided with that opinion, so Rashi is of the opinion that what's going to be the Kedusha that's going to be lost in Lavo? Kedusha Rishon is out. Kedusha Shni is out. It's got to be Kedusha Shlishis. But Rover the Rishonim that disagreed with Rashi in Sunday Shir and held what? Kedusha Shnia was Kitcha L'Shaita the Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. They hold, even though Kedusha Rishonim, the Holy Mitzrayim, wasn't Kedusha L'Asid Lavo, but there was sanctified and stayed sanctified by what? By Ole Bavel, right?
That's Rover Rishonim.
Comes along the Ramban. Yeah. Ole Mitzrayim is Kedusha Rishonim. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says, maybe we can make everyone happy and jive all the sugyas together. Who says that that machloikis about Kedusha Rishona, Kidsha L'Shaita, Kedusha Shnia, Kidsha, Shaita, which is a big debate amongst the Tanaim, and whether or not it's Kitchel or Asid Lavo.
I thought everyone to the second one was Asid Lavo.
Not Rashi and Gittin. Not Rashi and Sanhedrin and Chavav from Sunday Shir. Stiver.
Okay.
Asid Lavo. Most Rishonim said that it was Kitchel the second one, but Rashi Paskin not like that. It's much like the Tanaim in the Gemara. Would have Paskin. Says the Ramban that Machlekes Tanoim is only about what? Trumos Maestris and Mitzvahs Hatluyas Ba'aris, agriculture mitzvahs. But outside of the world of agriculture, outside of the world of farms, outside of the crop, it's not about this Machlekes. And says the Ramban, if you're outside of the world of crop and the world of agriculture and you're in the world of Eretz Yisrael for other purposes, we might not have a debate amongst the Tanoim, and we might even follow what? Ole Mitzrayim. The Ramban introduces to us something fascinating. Not necessarily is it the case that the definition of Eretz Yisrael in the world of Kedusha for Eretz Yisrael, for agriculture, mitzvahs, for mitzvahs, atluyas, for aretz, is the same Eretz Yisrael for non-agricultural mitzvahs. Maybe Eretz Yisrael for the area of mitzvahs dira, says the Ramban.
What is that?
The din of ladur be'eretz Yisrael. Yishuv, Nashke, kissing, Chavivus. Gemara's in Gittin, the Gemara's in Ksubis of leaving Eretz Yisrael. That's not a stira to anything else. That might be that that's a shame Eretz Yisrael lagabe those mitzvahs. But maybe lagabe l'alochos of b'fanenechtam, we were following the criteria of mitzvahs hatluyus ba'aretz. That's just where they draw the line. Because on their books, Chazal had Eretz Yisrael for certain purposes and Eretz Yisrael for other purposes. Rabbi Yisai, with this background of the Ramban, the Machloikas, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban, I'd like to take this one step further. And this is where things get very interesting. And very halacha l'maisa. Something with Thursdays. Thursdays, a lot of halacha l'maisa on Thursdays. The Ramban, in his commentary after the Sefer HaMitzvahs, on the Mitzvahs essay of the Rambam, the Rambam wrote a list of 17 mitzvahs that he thought the Rambam erred and was mistaken, that he did not include into his list of mitzvahs. Mitzvah number Dalid, says the Ramban, is that the Rambam forgot a mitzvah in Parshas Maaseh. Which mitzvah am I talking about? The mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Argues the Ramban, mitzvah revius shenis tzaveinu l'reshes ha'aretz, to live in the land asher nosan ha'kel yisbarach v'yisaleh la'boseinu la'avram l'yitzach l'yakov l'lo nezor v'yadzu l'aseinu min ha'umos ol l'shmama. Who Amr Lahem or Rashtem as Aris, Vishavim, Kilachem Nasati as Aris, the Reshes also, Visnachaltem as Aris, says the Ramban, the Ramam missed such a fundamental mitzvah. Which mitzvah did the Ramam miss? Says the Ramban, he missed the mitzvah that Akash Baruch Hu told us that the land he granted to Avram Avinu, Eretz Muftachas, you have to live in it. And it's Taka Pella. Rambam missed the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We hear every week, we hear Rabbanim talking about this all the time. Is the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? Maybe not. Maybe it's not true. Comes along the Megillas Esther, most favorite Maramakom of the Satmar Hasidim out there.
Right.
Megillas Esther, I don't know. His mother's name was what? His mother's name was Esther. He wrote it after his mother. What was
the person?
Megillas Esther, Rabbi Yitzchak de Leon. Okay, does that help? So says the Megillas Esther that the Rambam left it out. The Rambam left it out. Why did the Rambam left it out? Says the Megillas Esther, one second. That mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael was a temporary mitzvah. And the Rambam, in his Klolim, in his Shorashim, does not count temporary mitzvahs. You getting this, Iran? Megillas Esther Paskins, the head of the Satmar movement, saying that there is no mitzvah. I'm not joking. This is Mamish, this is Halacha Lamaisa, according to their debate. Megillas Esther says it was a temporary mitzvah that exists as man Moshe Yoshua v'David. Chol zman shelo galu ma'artzem. Aval achar shegalu, once we went out into exile, and we were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, mori, ein mitzvah zu, no heges l'doris. It doesn't exist as man hazeh. Ad eis bo ha-Mashiach ki adarabah. Because on the contrary, Ben, and I'm sure Rabbi David talked about it, the Gemara in Tzumas on Kuf Yud Aleph says, Shaloi nimro bo'umos v'lechaz lichvosh et ha'aretz b'chazaka v'ochichim impossible yishpatem. There's the Gesugi in the end of Tzumas, I'm sure you've heard of it. I'm sure you heard people have the Gimel Shmuels. The promises that we're not going to go back to Eretz Yisrael until Mashiach Tzidkenu will take us. Says the Megillas Esther, that Gemara is the Rambam source. Once we went into Golus, there is no mitzvah. It was a temporary mitzvah, and it doesn't exist. La'asid. So therefore, Megillas Esther, the commentary on the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, says, Rambam, you're very right, and the Rambam, Bechavona Atzuma, was very aware that he's not including this in his list of Minyan HaMitzvahs, because guess what? It doesn't exist, Bezman HaZeh. It only exists once Mashiach Tzidkenu will come and will exile us, and then the mitzvah will come back into shape. Rabbi Issa, I have one question on the Megillah says. I don't understand. Korbanos? The Rambam doesn't talk about Korbanos? The Rambam doesn't bring out all the mitzvahs of the Beis Hamikdash? Yes! Maybe temporarily, even if you want to argue temporarily the mitzvah doesn't exist right now, it's still important for the Rambam to bring it down! That's not a mitzvah that doesn't exist! That means we're in a Zman Hefsik. That we're in a Zman, that the mitzvah right now can't exist because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. There's an Ikud, there's a Ba'akir, there's something that's now withholding the mitzvah. But it doesn't mean that the Chiyah is not there. Guess what? You're Mechuyah right now in building the Beis HaMikdash. Avada. And the mitzvahs of the Korbanos, so we can't bring them right now. Whatever, we're talking, whatever, however you're going to slice it. That's not a reason the Rambam is not going to bring it down. That's not an explanation to the Rambam. Why the Rambam? We can't go with this Megillas Esther, Rabbi Yisrael. It might be nice for certain people, for certain Ashkafa, but it's not going to work for us. Why did the Rambam leave out the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? A very fundamental question. Comes along the Tashbetz. And the Tashbetz suggests in his Chuvis, I didn't put it on the Maramakimus, these guys had enough Makaris,
comes along the Tashbit and he says, the Rambam didn't have to bring it down. Because the Rambam holds that any mitzvah which is already assumed in another mitzvah, I don't have to count it separately in my list of 613 mitzvahs. Says the Tashbits, if there is a mitzvah to keep Trumas and Maestras, and to keep Shviyas, and to keep all these agricultural mitzvahs, and to keep every mitzvah that exists within Eretz Yisrael, and all those Rambam did list in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, so obviously the Rambam assumes, says the Tashbits, that what do you have to do? You obviously have to be Miyashiv yourself and live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam didn't find it necessary to actually count it in his Minyan HaMitzvahs. So the Shaila is Rabbi Yisai. Mickey Levinson asked beautifully, if that's such a beautiful Hesber in the Rambam, that the Rambam didn't, it was only a technicality in which, and the Rambam has many rules in his Shorashim in the beginning of the Minyan HaMitzvahs, what mitzvahs he counts, what mitzvahs he doesn't count, certain parameters like the Megillas Esther just said, mitzvahs that are not Lederis, he won't count, we're just saying that this is not a good example, we're arguing that this is not a good example, that's not, that it is a mitzvah Lederos, but the Rambam does have rules, and the Rambam is saying that any mitzvah that is assumed under another mitzvah, because you have all the mitzvahs at Luyus Va'aretz, so the Rambam didn't need to count it, but Avada, the Rambam holds is a chiyuv of the pasuk in Parshas Maase of Urashtim, of a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So now we have to flip the equation and flip the question on who? On the Ramban. So why did the Ramban count? The Ramban not agree with that? Rabbi Yisai?
I think the answer is in our pockets. Stop it.
I mean, so just because Rambam says these mitzvahs that apply when you're in Eretz Yisrael, like, that could, why can't you just say, okay, well, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, then you have these mitzvahs. There's not necessarily a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Like, why does it so imply that there would be a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? Because if you live in Eretz Yisrael, here's all the mitzvahs that would apply to you. But there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. If you do live in Eretz Yisrael, then you have these
mitzvahs. The Rambam says that there's a chiyuv, an obligation for me to conquer the Zion Amim in Eretz Yisrael. That's not optional.
Okay, but you can't say that if you live in
it's not only agricultural mitzvahs. It's all the mitzvahs the Rambam says, and the Bump said there are obligatory mitzvahs, not optional mitzvahs. So obviously the Rambam was saying you have to live.
You can't say that those are obligatory when you live in Eretz Yisrael.
No.
So well, even if you live in
Rambam doesn't say that. He doesn't say that.
So
he says you have to do it. So you have to do it.
So then even if you live in Chutz Arts, you still have to do it.
Right.
Sounds like Mikhail Esther saying like Rambam sounds like Rashi, and. Well, from Sunday shoot.
Can't be the Rambam.
Hilchos
Truma said not like
that.
It's now the Megillas Esther. No, the Megillas Esther says Rambam doesn't count it because it's a mitzvah that will only exist lost in Lava. The mitzvah of living. Rambam, the Rashi never told us about the mitzvah of living. Rashi just talked about the Kedusha. Does the Kedusha exist or does the Kedusha not exist?
But can you? Is it what the people that are saying that since there's no Kedusha now, that there's no mitzvah
to
live there?
No, that's not what he said. No, he did not say that. He says, since we went into Galus, so now until Mashiach Tzikenu, there is no mitzvah to live there until Las Lelo. So therefore, the Rambam held this was not a mitzvah Ladoros. I'm not going to count it. That has nothing to do with Kedusha. Yes, Kedusha, no Kedusha. It might be very well Kedusha, but once we went into Galus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now made us promise that we're not going to go to Eretz Yisrael until we go with the Mashiach. Says the Megillas Esther. There is no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Hakamas HaMedina is not a mitzvah. However, Rabbi Yisai, we have a problem with that because we think it is a mitzvah Lederus. Just because, even if you want to argue that it's temporarily not Shayach, that's not a reason for the Rambam not to count it. That doesn't follow the process and the procedure of the Rambam in his Minyan HaMitzvahs. That's our question in the Megillas Esther. So therefore, we're suggesting another option in the Tashbates. The reason why the Rambam didn't want to count it is because the Rambam hadn't assumed already the Chiyuv is there. It's not that he disagreed with the Ramban that the mitzvah is not Lederus. Avada the mitzvah exists, and there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But I just don't need to count it separately because it's already there, included in the other mitzvahs that exist in Eretz Yisrael that are obligatory. However, then the question is, so what's with the Ramban? Rabbi Yisai, I think the Ramban already answered our question. Let's clearly read the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, and let's juxtapose the Ramban with the Ramban that we're familiar with somewhere else in Shas. Mitzvah Revis. Shenitztavenu l'reshes ha'aretz asher nosa nakel yisparach mi'yisal alavosein alavram li'itzv li'yakov.
The Ramban introduces the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as the mitzvah that was introduced to our forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That is a much larger area of Ole Mitzrayim that's not Ole Bavel. That's a broader Eretz Yisrael. That's an area that even the Ole Bavel and Ezra did not even conquer and never sanctified. But yet the Ramban says the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael follows those areas, those boundaries, the boundaries that are in Parshas Lech Lecha. Zedmun Fundo. You see from the Ramban that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not based on what? Is not based on Kedusha Shniyah, Kedusha Rishonah, that whole Machlekes Tanoim. Not based on the Gvulim and the Rambam and Hilchos Trumas. It's a totally different discussion. It's a mitzvah about Dira. It's a mitzvah about Yishuv. It's a mitzvah about living in Eretz Yisrael, which has no connection to what? To Kedushas Ha'aretz and Mitzvahs HaTliyos Ba'aretz. Maybe the Rambam held against the Ramban that Eretz Yisrael, Diras Eretz Yisrael, might have been intertwined with the Mitzvahs HaTliyos Ba'aretz, and therefore the boundaries will be those of those other mitzvahs, like the Tashbeitz is explaining why the Rambam didn't feel it necessary to even count a separate mitzvah. Not because the Rambam didn't hold it was a mitzvah, but because the Rambam said it followed the boundaries and the Gvulim and the Halachas, and it was assumed under the other mitzvahs. Yet the Ramban l'shitasa, the Ramban disagrees and holds the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with the boundaries and the other mitzvahs and the agricultural mitzvahs and the din of Kedushas Haaretz. And Rabosai, we're not surprised, we're not shocked, because the Rav and the Rebbe who introduced this halacha to us is the Ramban in Meseches Gittin. The Ramban answered the stira by Akko with introducing to us this new framework, this new approach, that there are two Eretz Yisraels, that Morty Aryeh says is even relevant, Adayom Hazeh. Ole Mitzrayim is not something that's irrelevant, la'alocha, Gvulim of the original borders of Eretz Yisrael, of the land of Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, is something that is Kayim, even Adayom Hazeh. And that's the answer to the Gemara's and Ksubis, why they kissed the ground, and why that's where the border, where they wouldn't go further than there, for the Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael. Rabosai, the Ramban is Lishitaso. And apparently Rabbi Nutam, who didn't go down this route, held what? That the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael follows all the other halachos of Eretz Yisrael, and should follow the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and should follow the mitzvahs HaTluyos Ba'aretz of Eretz Yisrael, and should follow the Gvulim of Holy Bavel of what was Niskadesh, and the mitzvah of leaving, of and the Isser of leaving, and the mitzvah to live, is always going to be dependent on Kedusha, Shnia, Kitchel, Eshaita, the Kitchel, Ha'asalavo, the Gvulim of Holy Bavel. Ad kidei kach, Rabotzai, I'll bring you a proof that the Shitas HaToysis was similar to this Mahalach against what we're suggesting in the Ramban. Because Tosis in Subas and Afkuf Yudam Abiz, discussing in this Sugya of Eretz Yisrael, quotes from Rav Chaim Cohen that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael does not exist b'zman hazeh. What? Why? Like Dr. Chaim Cohen, why? Why? Because there are no mitzvahs at Luis Bar, it's midaraisa anyways b'zman hazeh. So why would there be a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael? What in the world? The Ramban will look at that and say, Hayitochi? The Maharit has a tshuva and he says that he thinks this is a mistake in Tosos and a Talmud make a mistake and we should rip it out of our Gemaras. But Rav Hoyer said we have it on our Gemaras. And why is it that? Because the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen was following the Shita of the Balei HaTosos of the Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin Adaf Beis Med Aleph against the Ramban. Mitzvahs Yifshish of Eretz Yisrael, Kavod Eretz Yisrael, Chavivas of Eretz Yisrael, falls in the same camp of all the other mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael and should follow those gvulim and should follow the inyan of Kedusha on whether or not it's niskadesh and it's sanctified or not. But not necessarily the Rambam held like that. Maybe the Rambam held like that and the Ramban clearly did not hold like that.
Would Tosfos say it's the Rabbanan then?
That sounds like Tosfos saying it's not even the Rabbanan. It's nothing. If you don't have the purpose of Mitzvah Tzolis Bar, it sounds like there's no purpose. But who says the Ramban, and we're retorting for the Ramban,
Who says that those mitzvahs are connected? Who says that one has to do with the other? Maybe one can split between one and another.
That was Tosos in his
last name? Tosos quotes from Rabbi Shem Chaim Kohn. Tosos Kuf Yudim Beis. One of the Balai Tosos, Rabbi Chaim Kohn. Yeah. I mean, I happen to be a person in Cleveland and I didn't know, but it's a Rav in Tels. But, right, Mashkiach in Tels, Chaim Kohn. But it's also one of the Balai Tosos. I think actually he had some relation with Rabbi Natan. But I'm not 100% sure what it was. Right. So now, but Rashi's cheshbon doesn't necessarily get into this. Rashi is a different cheshbon. Rashi had just happened to put paskin in the
Gemara.
No. Time was Rashi's grandson and the Rashba. Rabbi, there's another sugya in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis says Mark Suba says that it's usser Let's hold that Gemara in Ksubis. Rabosai, getting back to our sugya of Ayaris Asmuchus, Ayaris Omnin Alagulin, comes along the Kafta Referach. It says something very similar to the Chiddush of the Ramban, but applies it to our sugya about Smicha. Actually, not exactly our sugya. It says Kesemisha thinks our source is our sugya, but he applies it to smicha. Smicha is not an agricultural mitzvah. Smicha is not a mitzvah that is toloi on kedushas haaretz. So therefore, for smicha, the Rambam held that what? The rules and regulations of Eretz Yisrael could be broader and could be broader areas and could even apply to what? Could even apply to Oli Mitzrayim. And that was the Rambam's psak. And the Kafta Referach writes, and the Radvaz quotes him, that even Kvura, to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, the Milah of being buried in Eretz Yisrael, might apply to Oli Mitzrayim and not Oli Bagel, because it's also not a mitzvah that's a function of Kvura. This is all Rabosai stemming from such a logic that we have in Shitas HaRamban, both in Gittin and we're explaining in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that there are two dinim in Eretz Yisrael. There's Eretz Yisrael linyan Yishuv, linyan non-agricultural mitzvahs, linyan not non-kedushas haaretz mitzvahs, and you'll find this in other areas. You might find this in Egla Rufa and other areas. The Rambam says the borders for Eretz Yisrael for these non-kedusha oriented dinim. The halacha is even Ole Mitzrayim. That's the shame Eretz Yisrael. That was the Eretz Yisrael that was muftachas from Avram Avinu that got a status in halacha for Eretz Yisrael. Even though legabe kedushas haaretz and agricultural mitzvahs and other mitzvahs, we will say that it's only the limited area of Ole Bavel. Now, there was one other sugya. Did anyone see the sugya about leaving Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael? Whether or not it's usher to even leave Bavel, says the Gemara?
It's usher.
The Gemara. You saw that Gemara? You saw it?
In Ksubis,
in Kufiyah. What?
Last year.
Right, so the Gemara says there that it's usher, right? But how does the Rambam quote that Gemara? All right, so we'll finish here, Rabosai. Take a look at that Rambam, but that's another riot to this idea. The Rambam writes there, I'm trying to remember 100%, one second. Give me 1 minute. Oh, exactly. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. The Gemara quotes a pasuk about the Isser to leave Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. The Tosfos says that the pasuk that the Gemara quotes is a pasuk that's by the Oli Mitzrayim and not by the Oli Bavel. So Tosfos writes there in Ksubis on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph the Isser to leave Bavel. That Isser even applies Bizman Azel, although the pasuk is only from Oli Mitzrayim, says Tosos, because we can learn one from the other. However, The post can point out that if you look at the Rambam says that this Isser does not apply. This Isser is not applicable. If a person goes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Morris, the Gemara you learned last year, the Rambam does not quote a Lalacha. The Rambam says you can't leave Bavel to live in America. You can't leave Bavel to live in other places in Chutz Laaretz because Bavel is such a holy town. That's what the Gemara, the whole sugya there in Bavel and Ksubis is talking about, that how much Lima Torah there was in Bavel, that's why it's special. But says the Rambam, but if you go to Bavel Eretz Yisrael, no, that's not an Isser. Explains Reb Chaim, explain the Achronim, the reason why is because the Rambam held that the Mokker and the source from Oli Mitzrayim was not applicable to now in Azman after Oli Bavel, when there was Kedusha Shnia, Kitcha L'Shaita, the Kitcha L'Asala. Because now there's Kedusha Saharetz. So therefore the Rambam held that that Gemara La'alacha would never apply because now we paskin, Oli Bavel creates Kedusha Saharetz. What do you see beferish, according to this cheshbon, that the Rambam said the pasuk against Tosos, the pasuk from Holy Mitzrayim is not applicable to Holy Bavel? Why didn't the Rambam say la halacha that this halacha, this sugya is relevant, Steinberg? Clearly because the Rambam held that what? The mitzvah of where to live in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is hainu ha'ach and is tali on the sugya of what? Of Kedusha Sa'aretz. And if Kedusha Shnia Kitchel Lashaita Kitchel Asin Lavo, so we ignore Kedusha's Oli Mitzrayim. And a pasuk that said for one is not applicable for the other. Because that one was only Lashaita. And now this one was only Bavel. Clearly the Rambam is assuming, based on the way we're suggesting against the Ramban, that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is Hainu Hach and synonymous with what halacha? The halacha of Kedusha's Aretz of agricultural mitzvahs. It's all one Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the Rambam would say, because of the way we paskin, we're not borrowing the psukim anymore from Oli Mitzrayim. Because that's not a halacha that's relevant anymore for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Because now we paskin Kedusha Shnia, which is overtaken. Oli Bavel. Oli Mitzrayim is not applicable. However, the Ramban could paskin this halacha and say for the halacha of Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Oli Mitzrayim is relevant. That is something that is that pertains. That is something in the halacha. And the Rambam only paskined against the Gemara because the Rambam was l'shitoso. The Rambam held that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is hainu hach, is parallel and synonymous with every other mitzvah Eretz Yisrael that exists. And there's only one gvul and boundary for mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, and that's the boundaries of mitzvahs atluyis v'aretz. That's like Rabbeinu Tamshit in the beginning of Gittin, that we're going to have to split up Akko, because otherwise we can't have stiras and Gemara, because mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Kavod Eretz Yisrael, Chavivas Eretz Yisrael, Kvura Eretz Yisrael, Smicha Eretz Yisrael, it's got to be the same. The one Rambam that doesn't fit with this, Rabosai, is our Rambam. Because our Rambam is saying, according to the Kaftar Raferach, we're saying that the Rambam fits with the Ramban's approach, that smicha is halacha that looks at Oli Mitzrayim and not Oli Bavel. But le'inyan mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, I think this is a very good hedra, Rabosai. But it's important, Rabosai, leave the bottom Tosas, you'll be asked this on the Bechina. The Chiddush of Tosas, the bottom of the Daf, we'll talk about this in Mirtz Hashem. The Chiddush of Tosas, the bottom of the Daf, is also assuming, like the Hanacha of the Kesef Mishnah, that Netilas Rishus and smicha are a carryover for each other, and whatever applies to one applies to the other. If it's Eretz Yisrael for this, it's Eretz Yisrael for that. Rishus and Smicha are something that's intertwined and halachically connected. Let's dive in. Mincha Rabbosai, have an excellent Shabbos, and Amir Tzashem, we will start Chazara. Don't forget, Rabbosai, Monday we have a special shiur, possibly special two shiurim. We'll find out about the basketball, but we'll find Amir Tzashem, we will have a shmooze from the Mashpia at 10 o'clock. You don't want to miss it.